Friday, January the 6th, 2023. Fear of the Lord. Today, on this Christmas Friday, we overhear God the Father declare to His Son, Jesus, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is a fitting scripture for our exploration of the final gift of the Holy Spirit leveraged by God to sanctify each of us, the fear of the Lord. The seventh and final gift of the Holy Spirit is the fear of the Lord, and perhaps no other gift of the Holy Spirit is so misunderstood. We think of fear and hope as opposites, but the fear of the Lord confirms the theological virtue of hope. This gift of the Holy Spirit gives us the desire not to offend God, as well as the certainty that God will supply us the grace that we need in order to keep from offending Him. Our desire not to offend God is more than simply a sense of duty. Like piety, the fear of the Lord arises out of a place of love. Because of our love for God, offending God is what we are blessed to fear, not God or any action on His part toward us. Over these past Fridays of Advent and Christmas, we have explored the Holy Spirit's seven gifts embedded within our hearts at our baptism. Taken together, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are God's present to each of us so as to transform us more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Through these gifts, when in our freedom we say yes to them, we become able to desire the contemplation of God over everything. Grasping what we contemplate, we are blessed with an insight into what God would have us do, as well as the strength to do it. With the ability to see things as God sees them, we can glean our purpose under God, a purpose we can then pursue because of a love-motivated worship of Him that we lovingly hope will be pleasing to Him. Taken together, a life that leverages these seven gifts of the Holy Spirit will be holy. Saint Bernadette, pray for us.